League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located inside the River House at East River 9. Be lifted to experience the wonder of John and Lance as they commence to birdie the third hole of Del Olalea. Now, that's some golf.
I went back to Ohio.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. We are live at East River 9. Going to be here all day broadcasting live. Glad you could join us. Hope you can come out. East River 9. We love it here. Unfortunately, I don't know that today is really golf weather per se.
It's great golf weather.
Holy crap.
Because there's no golf.
That to you is the best
there's
golf
weather?
There's
definitely not going to be golf
weather.
Well,
today. I mean, allegedly it'll clear up around noon. So if you have early day,
I'm not sure that's going to matter.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I don't know.
You had to ford through a river to get here today.
Look, I'm just trying to get the East River 9 people to let them know that I'm not killing their day today like you are. About noon, it'll clear up.
Well, here's the deal. There's so much more to do here.
That's true.
You got a sports bar, you got a restaurant, you got pickleball, you got it's a beautiful view. I mean, this is a great place to sit on the porch. It's going to get nicer out here today. It's much better than it was. Holy crap, it was raining sideways when I got up this morning.
Rain sideways just coming in.
Yeah. It's crazy out there. Be careful out there. When you got off 59 to I-10.
And I splashed through all the water. I'm not going to stall out here,
dude,
am I?
Dude, if it keeps coming, going to be,
I didn't realize it got like that. Well, I mean, it's just called coming downhill. But, it's going to be a little nasty until about 10 a.m. this morning.
Yeah. So be careful out there on your way to work. And just listen to us, sit in your car, and just listen. And I got some really, really, really horrific news about tomorrow night's game.
Oh. Tomorrow night would be Colts-Texans.
That's right. The only game on. Okay? Prime time. We're going to call the Texans prime time.
Well, they are in prime time.
Do you believe now?
Yes, I do believe they're in prime time for the first time.
But do you believe now?
Yes, I believe
about the game?
About the Texans.
Oh, well, he's got horrific news.
Horrific news. 84% of the bets, 89% of the bets are on the Texans. Mm-hmm. 94% of the money. Mm-hmm. That's the worst thing that could possibly happen.
Yeah. Now, and it feels like the Texans are the better team. We talked about it yesterday on the show, later in the show. Everything about this, you say, okay, well, Texans, I don't know the Texans have a better defense. The Texans have done a nice job.
The Texans have a better defense.
The Colts have a better defensive line. The Texans are better defensively.
Yeah.
They're much better against the run. Texans are actually good against the run.
And the
Colts are bad
against
the run.
Yeah.
Teams just don't run it enough on the Colts.
Yeah.
They could run it more.
Right. They're 27th in the league, but they give up only 127 yards a game.
Teams don't run it enough.
Yeah. Not enough.
Against the Colts.
Even though they're 27th in the league.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that is just.
The Texans will.
I don't know what it is. I think they will try to, but. So you think I think the Colts will be more than happy with them trying to win a game with Singletary over C.J. Stroud. But I would argue that in this offense, if the running game gets going, C.J. is going to be really good with the play action stuff. Yeah. So the Colts, if the Texans run the ball well, they're going to win. If they don't run the ball well, they could still win.
And that, by the way, is the Texans' weakness, play action.
Yeah,
Jalen seems to be a step behind every single play.
Well, and that's
play.
Why if the Colts are able to run it on you, you've got problems.
You've got real problems. But nobody's running on the Texans this year. Literally.
Yeah.
Nobody runs it on the Texans. You can't.
Not much.
I mean, Derrick Henry used to destroy this team. Nothing. Boop, boop, boop. Nothing.
Well, we're going to get a good look with that offensive line and Jonathan Taylor. We're going to get a good look because
Trey Sermon.
Yeah, and Trey Sermon. The Colts are going to, it's in their best interest with Gardner Minshew to run the ball well and play off of that with some play action and control. Let Gardner Minshew be a game manager as opposed to a guy who has to make a bunch of plays on You know, the real key is keeping them behind the sticks. If you keep him third and seven, third and six, you're going to be in pretty good shape. If it gets to third and four, third and three, it's just so much different game. I know it sounds like 2 or 3 yards is not a big deal, but it actually is from a play-calling standpoint, timing of the routes and all of that. So I like the Texans here, and I can see why the public does too. But you're going on the road to the Colts.
That's a problem.
It's a Colts team that, you know, I mean, both of these teams feel like teams that would lose this game. This is going to sound weird, but if, you know, you can make an argument, well, the Texans just weren't ready to win yet. Well, the Colts just, you know, Gardner Minshew has been too up and down, and the Colts, you know, have not held serve at home the way that they need to this year. There's reasons to doubt both teams going into this one, but so when I –
Somebody's got to come out of it.
They both have good coaches, good head coaches.
Yeah.
And so Steichen versus D'Amico. So what I look, I just really write down, okay, there's a lot of stuff that cancels each other out, and then I get to Stroud versus Minshew, and I feel good about that.
Yeah.
I feel good about Stroud versus Minshew. I feel good about Fairbairn versus Matt Gay. I feel good about I don't feel great about offensive line versus their defensive line. There's things I don't like at all. But I'd feel good that they don't have a Tank Dell type wide receiver. I mean, they've got a Nico Collins type guy, but Texans have Stingley, who does a nice job on those kind of receivers. So
yeah, but I just go all away from Stingley.
Yeah, but Alec Pierce is not a volume target. Like, they have not really done that this
No,
year.
But he's a big play guy. And
he
that's
can.
What that's what the Texans have to stay away from.
Well, you can't let him hit the 45-yard
pass. The Texans give
pass.
Up big
yeah.
plays. Yeah. That's the problem.
I don't think the Colts – now, the Colts have scored – they've scored some points this year. But I don't think the Colts – I don't think Gardner Minshew is going to be able to just – and I don't think the offensive line with their tackles are going to be able to withstand long drives without getting holding penalties. So if you can really keep them in front of you and force them to try to extend drives, I think the – I don't know that the Colts are going to be successful that way. They need those chunk plays. They really do. I would argue that you don't have to have them now with the Texans. I mean, unfortunately, you may end up with a bunch of field goals again, but we have a kicker who can do that. So
yeah,
I'm less worried about it. But I do – Texans just need to start converting some of these field goals into touchdowns. And it's been tougher since Tank's been gone, that's for sure, because he was a red zone. You know, he would have ended up with 10 touchdowns. He would have been,
oh, yeah.
As a rookie, he would have had over 10 yeah. touchdowns. He might have been in, you know, the final three or four for rookie of the year. I mean, Puka Nacua deserves to be there. I mean, Cooper Kupp.
If it wasn't for CJ, Puka Nacua.
Oh, he would run away.
Run away. He's like the greatest rookie receiver ever this year. Mm-hmm. Here's a dude that is, you know, Tank would have been an alternate as far as a Pro Bowl alternate. Puka Nacua is a Pro Bowler,
dude. I kind of just checked out on Puka Nacua because the Puka Nacua train I thought would slow down after Cooper Kupp got here. Okay, 5 touchdowns, big deal. He has 101 catches for 1,445 yards.
He's ridiculous.
What?
And with and 14.3
yard average.
That has Cooper Kupp on his team.
When was he drafted? He was a late round pick, right? He wasn't undrafted. What was he drafted? I mean, I'm the one who wrote him up. I said he was a great ball winner. I questioned whether he could separate. I remember that.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you
but
were,
boy,
you
when
missed
the ball,
that one.
When a ball gets there, though, he's going to catch it. Like, he had great ball.
Oh, you know what? He's got that hanging up in his locker room. Probably. I can't separate, huh, Lance Erline?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
What
okay.
an awful teammate you are.
What'd I say?
Boy, you missed that one.
His fifth round pick, the 177th pick. Fifth round pick is going to – this is why all the grinding of teeth about losing draft spots to me is always so – I get it, and it'll never go away.
Yeah, but thank God they lost a draft spot last year.
That's what I'm saying. In the history of – I think they would have drafted Bryce Young. I think he was the safe face of the team prospect. I think he would have interviewed well. I think he probably did interview well with the Texans.
Somebody tweeted me, John, stop saying he would have drafted Bryce Young. Look at all the quarterbacks that they drafted for the Patriots. Not one small guy. Every single guy. Their MO is big quarterback.
This isn't Patriots.
I know.
Look at who the 49ers just drafted, Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
You know, Purdy's not a big guy.
No.
And
Trey Lance
was with him
isn't
last
that big
year.
A guy.
Well, Trey's got decent size.
So he's tall. He's
it doesn't matter. Well, Bryce Young, okay, go show me the quarterback who looks like Bryce Young.
Yeah.
And you got Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield, smaller guys, but they didn't draft. Like, the idea that, okay, so show me the guys that Frank Reich ever quarterbacked. They were all 6'4", taller,
yeah,
and they drafted Bryce Young. So, come on now. If you tell me, well, that's the owner jumped in. Okay. Well, the owner may have jumped in on, yeah, on Bryce Young as well.
Yeah.
On that one.
Yeah.
So,
well, just like he might have jumped in on CJ Stroud.
We don't know what happened.
I don't know what Hannah said.
Here's what we do know. What we do know is that loss may have saved him.
It saved him.
So let's stop crying about when you lose.
No. Absolutely. And the next day I was like, can everybody it's one guy. You lost one guy. There's, you know what? I don't know if you heard. There's a lot of other guys to draft after him.
Well, as the draft got closer, I'm like, ugh, that was a big loss, because now you may end up with Will Anderson at 2, or maybe C.J. Stroud. But I didn't think they're going Stroud, because I just didn't think they're going Stroud. So I thought you may go Will Anderson. Now you're looking for a quarterback, or if you go Stroud, I mean, you know, you lose that on Bryce Young. And what happens? You play it out. And, yes, it's a better situation here, but you play it out, and you wouldn't change it for the world. And we're having conversations about how many first-rounders would C.J. Stroud get? Three, if he got traded right now? That's the conversation we have. What would Bryce Young go for? I don't know. I mean, it's
well,
the wins and losses, talent evaluation wins out. Puka Nacua is an example of that. Tank Dell's an example of that in the third round.
Yeah. And I saw a lot of tweets. You know, the Bears got the first pick with Carolina's pick, obviously, and the Bears got it. And somebody tweeted out, can we stop with this? Should they or shouldn't they draft Caleb Williams? Justin Fields has never finished in the top half of the league.
This is ridiculous.
In QBR. He never wins. They don't win anything with Justin.
My argument last year was
he's not a good pocket. Can we stop?
So they would have ended up with Stroud had they drafted a quarterback, because they wouldn't have drafted Bryce Young in that weather. And with that wind, he doesn't have that kind of arm. They would have ended up with Stroud. And I remember having the conversation right here on this show where we talked about the theory of would you trade Justin Fields? And people just
let's not forget, though. It's the organization. It ain't the general manager. But this is I wouldn't put Drake May. I don't think Drake May is out of the question here.
Well,
this is the team that drafted Trubisky.
Well, no, I don't think. I think the personality stuff, the testing. I think there's going to be a lot of things. There's a lot to play out here from a draft standpoint. I mean, the one thing Ryan Poles had in Kansas City is he had Pat Mahomes, and they traded up and they got Pat Mahomes because they saw something special in his makeup. But he also had excellent tools, and people compare Caleb Williams' tools with Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
I don't know about Drake May. I don't know which direction Ryan Poles will go. I do know that if you draft, you know, I do think I personally just believe that. You got to trade Justin. I personally believe that Justin Fields has got to be traded, and I would have considered it last year. But
you went through
another year, that's fine. But now you got two first rounds.
I just saw a list of Pittsburgh Steeler potential starting quarterbacks next year. Justin Fields is on the list. Michael Penix isn't around when I'm drafting,
those are poor teams. I don't care what those poverty teams do.
Those,
who are looking for quarterbacks.
Those are poor teams.
Those poor teams are the ones who. Who have to
well,
get
you
quarterback?
Have to talk. You can't just. Yeah, how about having
that's
some
your
charity
job, actually.
In life?
But that's his job.
Yeah,
though.
No,
that's legitimately his
how
job.
How about having some charity
talk about those
now,
teams?
Now that you're rich and you're living on Park Avenue with C.J. Stroud,
yeah.
Now all of a sudden you can't talk about the poverty teams.
No, I don't want to talk.
You've
about
been
the
a
poor.
Poverty team.
I don't want to talk about the.
You know,
poor.
You're supposed to bring people up with you as,
yeah.
as you.
No, Lance.
Not him. You know what? When I moved
stepping
out of that neighborhood,
you know, nope. Lance is just stepping.
When
on
I moved out of that neighborhood,
no wonder he's C.J. Stroud.
No wonder he doesn't like LeBron. LeBron brought all his buddies up. Lance would leave all his buddies behind.
All my buddies, like the Bears and the Panthers.
Yeah,
and
your buddies.
All
yeah.
those buddies. I moved out of that neighborhood.
No, you're in the NFL.
I moved out of that neighborhood so that I could get to a safer neighborhood, and we
no,
made it.
No, you're in the NFL.
We made it.
You guys are a commune. You're supposed to
no,
support
we made it.
Everybody.
We got out of that neighborhood. We are moving on up, and we don't. I don't deal with the poor.
You
now.
Can't even remember.
I don't remember where I came from.
It's which is terrible because you suffered through two Case Keenum games already, so it can go that way very quickly again for you.
Dubs?
Yeah.
Dubs?
One dub.
One dub.
One dub.
All right.
And then bench for Davis Mills. You've suffered.
That was a benching.
It was very recently.
It was an actual benching.
It was like, wait a minute, all my stocks are crashing. I got Case Keenum and David Mills out there.
My house burns down. I don't like that either.
Well,
in my neighborhood.
It just burned the kitchen.
Yeah, like Tyreek Hill. Like Tyreek Hill.
Like Joe Biden.
I wasn't Tyreek Hill. That just happened. A room burned down in Tyreek Hill's home. So you just suffer through bad quarterback play. You're like, forget about those guys. I'm not poor anymore.
I'm not. I don't care about poor teams.
Live
don't have quarterbacks.
East River 9. All right. We got great food here. We're going to have breakfast here this morning. But while we're doing the show, you'll be hearing us eat. Okay, Towery, that's what happens. So much stuff going on here. It's a sports bar. It's a pickleball courts. Great clothes to choose. It's a clothing store. And by the way, they got golf here. I'm not sure that today's the day.
It's a clothing store.
Well, right
they sell clothes.
They sell clothes.
Yeah, but it's not a clothing store. It's a pro shop.
Well, yeah, but you can buy clothes. Many things, Lance. It's so many things.
Do you ever go to Charlie Epps and say, hey, or do you ever go to golf courses and say, can you point me to your clothing store, sir?
Yeah, I do. That's where I buy my clothes.
You do?
I buy my clothes there, yeah. And by the way, they got all your favorite beers and cocktails, including Gentle Bend Spirits, right here at East River 9. Taking a break, I got to talk about, listen, you can come in here and dip, I think. But how about this? You're going to spit in the place, and you need a spit cup, or you're going to have a bottle that's got your spit all in it, and it's gross, and people are going to are throwing up around you because you're gross. Here's the deal. Stop being gross. Stop endangering yourself with tobacco every day in the same place every day, day in, day out, right there. And, you know, that's going to be real healthy for you. No, it's not. How about you go to 975dip.com? And you see hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. And you're not going to spit it out because you want to swallow that because it's got CBD in it and it's got healing powers. CBD American Shaman is carrying them as well because they're saying, hey, this is a great product. If you're looking for a great way to wean yourself off that tobacco, then you go to 975dip.com, 975dip.com.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dog Show.
Dog Show!
I am joined by my delicious friend, Mr. Rocky Balboa.
And I'm, of course, joined by Mr. Bojangles.
The Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios is currently nestled in the River House at East River 9, a perfect place to observe the trench.
Through the trench.
With John and Lance.
All right, welcome back to East River 9 here on the east side of town. Beautiful views here of downtown. The best views you're going to see of downtown. If you've never been here to East River 9, come on by. See Nile. He's hanging out with us here this morning.
So there is a way to get here, despite all the doom and gloom from John earlier. There are ways to get here. We found our way here. I mean, it wasn't comfortable, but we found a way.
We sat in our cars for a while.
We had to pick a window where we could where we could get out and get into
the
building.
It looks like it's eased up some.
Yeah, the heavy stuff is down towards Galveston. So if you're in Galveston in that area, be safe if you're driving into the city. But yeah. It's clearing out. Now, let me ask you two. You guys had a particular attitude about Nick Caserio early in the week, and now I bring up a point during the break, and you guys are like, whatever. Now, if you want to trust.
Who's saying this?
Jason Lockenford of the Washington Post says Nick Caserio would be. Yeah, exactly. He would be open to return to New England if that possibility came up.
Caserio told him he would be
this
willing.
This is what he wrote.
No, there's no way he told him.
No.
Yeah, it would be such a long-winded answer that Glockafar would fall asleep.
And it wouldn't be at the end he'd say, well, he didn't answer the question.
Exactly, he never does. This is what he says. I continue to hear that Texans GM Nick Caserio would be open to a return to New England if such an arrangement could be worked out. He'd go back there, trust me, one GM said.
That's just a GM saying it. So here's what that is. That is just one guy's told him that. Not I continue to hear. It's probably one guy. And it's a GM we talked to. And who just said, I guarantee you he'd go back there. That's just the guy's opinion. I mean, might he? Yeah. Would I think it's the end of the world? No. But I also think that he's putting that out there after having a conversation with somebody who doesn't actually know. and probably Nick. I doubt Nick talks to other GMs about stuff like that. I think that's just a GM saying, I'll bet you he'd go back there. Oh, I guarantee he'd go back. I've had conversation with people like that, with executives and personnel guys from teams who, oh, I guarantee he'd do this. He told you that? No, but come on. You know he'd do this.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so it's coming from no place of fact. Now, let's put it out there. Since Dell put it out there, I don't think that's the end of the world. I honestly don't. I think, you know, we've already had discussions about where did – I don't know where the C.J. Stroud thing came from. I don't know if it was Slowick. I don't know if it was D'Amico. I don't know if it was Cal, if it was Hannah. I have no idea what the plan was for, you know, what the final plan was going to be, or who stepped in and who had the biggest impact on that. Will Anderson. Did D'Amico say, I've got to have Will Anderson? I'll let you have, you know, you can have, hey, Nick, I got to have him. Well, how about we do this? What if we draft C.J. Stroud and then we trade up? We can go from 10 to 3 or whatever it was, and then we'll go get Will Anderson. That feels like a D'Amico guy. Will Anderson does. He's from Alabama. He's got great football character. He's a pass rusher. Like, all that felt like D'Amico Ryans. Well, so, you know, yeah, having a GM make a trade, but it's not like they got over on Arizona with that trade. If anything, Arizona, you know, maximized
yeah,
the value.
Yeah, but yet it's a – you know what? I'm fine. Are you fine with that trade?
Well,
now?
I am now, yeah.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, on draft
now that
day,
we've seen him say,
it'll
no,
sting
yeah.
a little more on draft day.
Yeah, but yeah, but still – you got a guy who can actually play. If it was a Davenport situation with New Orleans, you'd be like,
yeah.
What the hell did you do?
No, right. So I don't, you know, I don't know who was, let's see, who's the second round pick this year? Who'd they get in the second?
This year? Who did the Texans get in the second round?
Was Nick, like, was Bobby Slowick the one who said, the guy we need to get in free agency is Singletary? This guy fits us perfectly.
They gave up their second-round pick for Will
Anderson.
Oh,
that's right. That's why I couldn't remember that. And then you had Tank Dell. You know, who was it who thought about Tank Dell? Like, are those – I don't know if those are Nick. I'm going
to
give him credit for it as executive
director
because he deserves credit for it. But what I'm saying is, do you think that all goes away, the evaluations of players go away if Nick goes away? I don't know if that's the case because a new defensive mind, a new offensive mind came in.
Yeah, well – listen, he's done a hell of a job, too, with the Jimmy Wards and the Dalton Schultzes and
Jimmy
the Blake
Ward
Cashmans.
Jimmy Ward came over
and,
from San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, right. That's D'Amico.
Blake Cashman, right.
Blake Cashman.
Yeah.
As opposed to the guys that he was getting in years past, you know, that were mediocre.
So it all changed after the new crew came?
Yeah, I don't know, yeah.
I know, because the other...
And, oh, by the way, would Blake Cashman be this good if D'Amico wasn't running the defense?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's athletic. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. But I do think Nick deserves the credit. Like, I've always been a big believer, if you criticize a guy for the bad stuff, you have to give him credit for the good stuff.
Yep.
You can't – it can't just be one. You have to do both. And to me, if you look at the totality of what the Texans have done, Nick Caserio, the general manager, deserves to be executive of the year. That's just a fact.
I don't even know that it's close.
Man, when we were going through it yesterday, like, I can't think of anyone else who has had.
But here's the question.
We looked at the over-unders.
Yeah.
You got that yesterday, right?
No.
The over-under totals that we were, Jimmy Shapiro sent it yesterday, and like how the teams perform versus their over-unders and which teams are currently, it's a big game. It's like six teams. Jacksonville's one of them to see if they go over 9.5. The Texans were 6.5. They hit 9, and they showed the teams that went over. And I would argue that the Texans are the best who have outplayed their win total. The best.
Yeah, no, nobody's exceeded expectations like the Texans have.
No.
The
Rams, actually, I think the Rams over-under was 5.5 wins.
Really?
Yeah. Texans were 6.5. Rams were only 5.5.
That was ridiculous that the Texans were 6.5, though. I mean, with a rookie quarterback, all of the things, everything about it.
Yeah, I felt like they were... I felt like you couldn't really get a great value on
that. No, there was no value on that. And yet, here they are winning that. But the question is how much would you miss Nick Caserio if, in fact, he does, you know what, the Patriots come calling? Because they need a general manager after Bill Belichick leaves. And Bill Belichick, are we all in agreement that this is probably it for Bill Belichick?
Yes.
Yeah, right? And you know what? Now you've got two roles to fill. And they're probably looking at Nick Caserio. We know Nick Caserio. Nick Caserio knows us. We like him. He's gone, and look at what he's done there. He's put together he's proven himself. Come on back, Nick Caserio. I could see
Robert Kraft knows him and wants to feel like, you know, honestly, though, if you're Robert Kraft, don't you kind of want to get away from the Belichick way? Don't you want to get away from that dispassionate
But hasn't Nick Caserio
football?
Gotten away from it?
Yeah, no? But Nick is a football robot in his core. He's not, you know.
I don't know. You won a lot of games with that robotic feeling.
Yeah, but then he was also there as part of a personnel group that really helped the demise of the New England Patriots. I mean, he was there for Mac Jones, too.
Would Nick Caserio go there with Bill O'Brien still there?
It'd be a new coach.
Yeah. What about moving Bill O'Brien up to head coach of the Patriots?
I'd do it if I were the Patriots.
Yes,
I'd take a shot. And, I mean, listen, he's got experience as a GM.
Yes.
If you wanted to save money, because that Belichick buyout, did you see what it's going to be? It's going to be expensive.
So Bill O'Brien has been head coach and GM, and look at the success.
Yeah, well, you've got Kyme Fairbairn.
It's interesting that
Laremy Tunsil. Yeah. I mean, I'm just naming Pro Bowlers.
It's interesting that you would do that for the Patriots, because there's a story that came out yesterday about Bill O'Brien and a power struggle because he wanted a full offensive staff to himself, and Bill Belichick said no. And so because of Bill O'Brien, the dynamics of that staff are all, according to a quote, the staff dynamic is completely effed. So, of course, they would want to make that man the head coach.
Gee, who leaked that information out there?
Who do you think?
Yeah, I mean, OB
Gerard Mayo.
He is so toxic.
You think Gerard Mayo leaked it to get him out of there?
But listen, that was a hot is that not believable? Yeah. The guy who put Matt Patricia in charge of his offense?
Yeah. No, it's believable.
I mean.
And it's also believable that Bill O'Brien wouldn't keep it in-house, would scurry to a media member that he's friendly with to make sure that gets out there to protect himself.
Yeah.
OB will stab you in the back. I mean, there's no question about that. We've already, you know, we've seen that with Brian Game, but
let's stab you to your face.
Yeah, you spent 2 years with Nick Saban, couldn't get a head coaching job off of that, and Nick Saban and the fans, I think, wanted you gone. You go to the New England Patriots, nothing. Like, you had no success this year, and I would also argue in Bill O'Brien's, in his defense, it's not like great offensive weapons over there. But what happens to him now? I mean, not that I really care that much, but he's not the hot name. I think he goes back to college. He could try to be a pro. He might be a pro offensive coordinator again. Can't be fun to be on a staff with him.
No,
just impossible, because he's had a taste of head coaching stuff, and so you know, being subservient. I mean, he did it with Nick Saban for 2 years. And then he went to Bill Belichick, who Saban and Belichick are great friends, obviously.
If I'm a kid, though, and I hear what, you know, he told Milroe.
Yeah, but Bryce Young. But Milroe played bad last year.
Did he take? He played fully against A&M, right? That's the only game he really played?
No. He was in the next one, too. There was two games.
It's his first.
Well, he sees him in practice.
First action in college, and you're telling you suck. You got to move.
Well, yeah. Now, to have that opinion is one thing. Maybe, and I don't know how he delivered it. Probably not with a lot of tact, because he's told the same thing to Case Keenum. You're not an NFL quarterback.
Right.
When they cut him, on the day they cut him, he just brought him in the office. Hey, we're letting you go. You're not an NFL quarterback. Sleep tight. Last year, Jalen Milroe was 31 of 53, completed 58% of his passes, 5 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, averaged 5.6 yards per attempt. He wasn't good, but he ran great. 31, you know, this year he ran great. He had 12 rushing touchdowns, 531. Milroe's a phenomenal athlete. Milroe is a guy, and people are probably get a little salty about it, but I'll say in his draft write-up, when he's out, he's not coming out this year.
Isn't he?
No.
Wasn't he a true sophomore?
Yeah,
this year?
He was a true sophomore. No. Well, yeah, he is. No, he's redshirt sophomore this year. But
even still, stay.
But no, Bryce Young raved about Bill O'Brien, and when I was doing my draft, you know, reading, he said Bill O'Brien was, and I believe that Bill O'Brien helped get him ready for the pros. I mean, you know, there's only so much you can do right now in Carolina, and I do wonder if Bryce Young has the mental toughness to overcome this adversity.
Maybe Bill O'Brien to Carolina.
Bill O'Brien to Carolina would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice. I can think of, I'd like Bill O'Brien to Miami in place of Cristobal would be good.
That would be perfect.
Bill O'Brien to the Cowboys would be a good, you know, if McCarthy, you know, if he loses and then they make the change.
Yeah. And Jerry Ooh. Being GM anymore, shut that down. Bill O'Brien, move in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can think of a lot of places I'd like Bill O'Brien. Mostly teams I want to see fail.
You know who does it? You know who's succeeding all the time and helping you with your money? Helping you for 115 years.
Dell.
Home Bank. Different. Oh, okay. It's different. Dell hasn't been helping people for 115 minutes. This is 115 years.
It's not worth it.
That Home Bank is out there just helping the community. Hey, you listen, business and personal banking solutions for nearly any need, especially you small business. If you do less than $1 billion a year, you're considered a small business nowadays. How about the checking that you have to? It is not as easy as you think. But here's the deal: is Home Bank's been doing this forever? Local bankers with local knowledge, business and personal banking solutions for any need. And how about competitive rates? 5.45% on a 9-month CD or 5.25 on a 14-month CD. The minimum balance is only $2,500. You want to put more in it than that because you, my friends, are getting big returns at Home Bank with a Home Bank CD. River Oaks, Sugar Land, Gulf Freeway, Clear Lake, Friendswood. Visit home24bank.com for more information. Good for business, good for life. Home Bank, member FDIC.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here, your family.
I don't have friends. I got family.
On the northern bank of Buffalo Bayou, you will find the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at East River 9 and its current occupants, John and Lance.
All right, we have not talked about this. Scenarios for tomorrow night. Texans win, Jags lose. Home game against the Browns.
You want that?
You want that?
I mean, it's the playoffs, so yes, but we just saw that.
You want home game against the Browns. Or, if they're the sixth seed, road game against the Chiefs.
No, home game against Browns.
Or, if they're the seventh seed,
road game against the Dolphins or the Bills.
No. Road game would only be
The Dolphins.
I'm playing at home, and I'm playing Joe Flacco. I'm not playing against Tyreek Hill. The Texans get slaughtered by the Dolphins. I don't love that matchup because you got to guard Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. I mean, and you're going to have to play a ton of zone.
No, it would be road game against the Bills.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bills would be the two seed if they beat the Dolphins and the Texans.
Hey, honestly, I think the Bills have been – well, they've won a lot. Actually, I think the Texans could compete against the Bills. Better than Dolphins.
In this cold?
I think the Bills are a better matchup for the Texans than the Dolphins.
Not in that cold.
The speed is not a great matchup for them. They can isolate you. Mike McDaniels will get your linebackers having to guard.
I think they're a better matchup against the Chiefs.
I think everyone is, but I'm just avoiding that out of respect to the Chiefs. Going to one of the loudest stadiums in the league, winning there. You're right. On paper, not on paper. Like, the reality is the Chiefs are the team people want to see.
Yeah.
You're not as – like, NFL teams won't say this out loud, but they'll let you know. We'd actually like to play the Chiefs right now because they are who they are right now.
Yeah.
We give them respect, and I'm giving them respect, and you're right. But I just don't want to go to – I'd still rather face Joe Flacco at home.
With your starter, with CJ.
I don't know. I just saw that.
Yeah. As opposed to
– CJ.
Yeah, that's true.
It's CJ. It's Joe Flacco. We cannot be saying, God, I would so much rather see
– I don't know.
Pat Mahomes.
I just
in
saw
Kansas
that.
City.
I didn't like what I saw.
I mean, Amari Cooper, what you need to do is travel.
You ain't traveling, though. You don't do it.
If you don't travel Stingley with them, then you...
Well, now, Nelson will be back, so...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal,
too. That's a better deal.
And C.J. Stroud, I mean, it would be a completely different game. It would be a completely different game against the Browns. And you'd be at home. In the playoffs, it'll be loud. People would probably all go to that game.
I don't want to lose to those people at home. I'd rather go to the Chiefs if you want to know the truth.
There's no way.
What are you
with
saying?
With a gun to your head, you would rather go to Kansas City than play Joe Flacco?
I'm sorry.
Do you think Joe Flacco right now is a better quarterback than Pat Mahomes?
He's
played better lately.
That's true.
The last five games, he's played better than Pat Mahomes.
Who do you think is better against pressure, against the rush, Mahomes or Flacco?
hey, he's been sacked. He's not. We look at Pat Mahomes and say, Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, no.
He has not been Pat Mahomes this year.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't. But I still feel like he's a.
Joe Flacco's been Pat Mahomes.
He's a potential switch flipper for me. I look at Mahomes like but, at any second.
Okay.
What about
you're
the rest
somebody
of
who
team?
Always says he's still Pat Mahomes.
What about the wide receivers?
What about the rest
which,
of the
which
team?
Wide receivers would you rather face?
Would you rather face Cooper and Njoku or whoever the hell the.
Nah, I'd rather face the Chiefs.
Would you rather face the Chiefs defense or the Browns defense?
Well, the Chiefs are pretty salty.
Yeah, but the Browns right now are saltier. I'd rather face the Chiefs defense probably. I just don't want to go there on the road. They call us the House of Horrors for a reason, because the attendance has been so bad. I mean, no, because it's hard to win here. What about this? Texans first down.
See? You know how intimidating that is?
When people are doing this
banging on the bullpen,
yeah,
you can't. It's hard to hear.
No, not really. Are you sure it'd be full?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't like the fact that every time D'Amico talks, he's we're really hoping that those fans. You know, we want to see everyone make it out there. That sounds like a coach. It sounds like, you know, Dana saying.
Sounds like Rice.
It sounds like Dana or Rice saying, hey, and we want those seats full. Like, it's such a big deal for us to have a home field advantage. Y'all come on out and fill those seats up.
Well, we got a paper to crowd.
D'Amico 2 games ago was saying that, like, you know, we want to see everyone out there. And,
well, they didn't show up for the Titans. Are you sure they're showing up for the Browns?
That was
you know, by the way. You don't think the Browns would travel? You don't think that would be a Browns home game?
No.
The way the Browns travel?
Browns travel, it'd still be 70-30, which is high for the Browns, but it'd still be mostly Texans.
It was
fans.
Mostly Browns when they were here.
It won't be for playoffs.
Ago.
Playoffs would be a place to be. First time you've seen playoffs. Mm-hmm. There's no Christmas to worry about here.
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing like that. You're not out of town. It wouldn't be mostly Browns. It would be Texans fans.
Okay, yeah, be mostly Texans fans. Okay.
I'm assuming.
I'm not sure about that. I'm really, really not sure that it would be.
You're really down
Texans.
On the people here, John.
I know. Why don't you live? Why don't you go move to Cleveland?
Have you seen the crowds?
Why don't you go move to Cleveland?
By the way, the Denver
Joe
game
Flacco's
was
the
a
best.
Denver home game.
Why don't you move to Cleveland? Because all you can talk about is Cleveland this, Cleveland
how about
that.
Denver,
I don't want to see Cleveland. I'm afraid of Joe
Pittsburgh,
Flacco.
We know he has Cleveland clothing, apparel.
More scared
Zoe.
Of.
Oh, yeah, I can wear that.
Yeah.
More scared of Cleveland Browns or Seattle Mariners.
That's a good question.
Ooh, that is a good
You've been scared of the Mariners for years.
But the Mariners, I saw the Astros destroy them. I saw the Browns just totally
you
dismantle
You saw the Browns
team.
Destroy Case Keenum and Davis Mills. It's not. It's a different
Case
ball
Keenum
game.
Won the week before.
Against the Titans.
On the
Remember,
road?
The Mariners
the Titans
was the hardest stink. Sweep in Major League history.
It was the toughest sweep in Major League history.
Yeah. I mean,
you needed a Jordan.
You were down 2-1 to the Phillies on the road in the World Series. But, yes, the Mariners series was much tougher.
Yes, much tougher.
Yes.
No, 18 innings.
I remember. I've heard the argument before.
Yeah, they couldn't get a hit.
Neither.
I mean, the Mariners also couldn't score against you that series.
18 innings. Oh, by the way, did you see that the Astros lost their assistant hitting coach?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to the Cubs in their front office. And he was highly responsible for Peña's rookie year and how well he hit.
What was his excuse last year?
Yeah, I don't know what he must have been absent for the last year with Peña. He wasn't able to figure that one out.
That's when you look at coaches on their bios, yeah. When you're reading bios, it always tells you their success stories. Like, was responsible for Jeremy Peña's breakout rookie season, where he was, you know, helped to develop Jeremy Peña, where he was the ALCS MVP. But what you won't see in his updated bio is it'll say that. It won't say was also responsible for a decline in Jeremy Peña that had Astros fans discussing whether or not he should be dumped in the playoffs in favor of Mauricio Dubon at shortstop. That won't show up in a bio.
That was a real –
That was a
well,
discussion.
Somebody brought that. Oh, that was right. It was me.
It was you, yeah.
Yeah, and Joel and Jeremy – poo-pooed it and said I wanted Dave Clark at short. Come on. Ridiculous.
The Astros ridiculous. Poo-pooed it too.
Yes. Well, they shouldn't have. They
Although they
have
did pinch hit for him.
Yeah. They had a
got
pinch
a dub.
Hit. Yeah. Yeah. They had to pinch hit for him because he was awful. He might be in a 9-hole and Dubon might be in a 2-hole this year. I saw that somebody looking at what the Astros lineup was going to be. For some reason, Jeremy Branham put out the Astros lineup and had Jorge Soler in it. I don't know where. I don't know when the Astros acquired Soler, but I haven't seen that anywhere. I would love to see Soler in the lineup. It just they're not spending any money, people. Nothing. This is what you got. Oh, by the way, you got Bennett Sousa coming out of the pen as your big lefty.
He was a baller last year.
He sure was for
10
six and a third.
Strikeouts, no walks.
For 6 1/3.
6 1/3, one hit.
Yeah.
He had a whip of, I looked at it yesterday, it was .15.
Yeah.
It wasn't 1.15, it was .15. It was one of the greatest 6 1/3s in the history of the game.
Ever. He was better than Bob Gibson for 6 1/3.
Yeah. Probably when Roger struck out 20.
Might have been better. Terry Wood.
I think that my guess is, actually, I think we've seen better 6 1/3s from Christian Javier.
Yeah, we've seen.
But Bennett Sousa's up there.
No, he's right
history,
there.
Yeah.
He's right there with the greats for 6 1/3. Mm-hmm. Time to talk right now about my peeps over at HRMP. They're the business that in this new year, you have to take a look at what you did last year. You have to take a look at now you're going to get to tax time here, and you're going to have to figure that out. Is that something that you want to continue to do? If you're a business that's growing and you're trying to take care of your own payroll, you're trying to take care of your own taxes, you're trying to take care of your HR, all of these things can lead to disaster for you because you're not an expert in that. Oh, by the way, they can tell you how much money that they can save you. They will look at your business and give you a run of exactly how much they will save you by taking over all of these things for you. And then the benefits packages and the insurance and the 401ks, they will give you options for that because they're not in that business. What they're in is the business of making sure that your business is running as smooth as possible. So if you're looking for a payroll company that's going to keep you in mind and have your best interest, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. Stop being a f***ing baby.
Oh, the signal, it's all staticky.
I want you to do this. I want you to go to the your app store right now. Take your phone out, go to the app store, and download Underdog Fantasy. Of course, you can go to underdogfantasy.com if you're on a laptop right now. But if you go to that app store and put it on your phone, you know you should be accessing it from both spots because Underdog Fantasy is going to make these games a lot of fun. And what are these games? I don't know, playoff football, regular season basketball. It doesn't matter. They've got daily fantasy for all sports, but they also have pick'em for just about every sport possible. And that actually does include NHL, but I want to focus on basketball. Basketball, you got games throughout the week. Do you know how fun it is to be able to watch and focus on maybe it's a game that you wouldn't have watched, but now you want to watch it because you've got a higher or a lower in your pick'em challenge on one of the players. They are going to have statistics for all these different players that have different statistics. Go find one that you like to go higher or lower than the total they post, and you have a chance to win between 3 times and 20 times your original play. You pick between 2 and 5 players, and this is completely legal in the state of Texas. It's real money, and people are really winning besides just having more fun watching games. It's Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit. They'll double your initial deposit up to $100. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you are concerned about your gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, live from East River 9, you found the trench.
Get in the trench.
Here's John and Lance.
You guys see, we're live at East River 9, by the way, where it's open for business. Come on, have breakfast. Come have lunch if you've never been here before. Come watch your game here tomorrow night. Get your game on. They have got a gigantic big screen television outside, but they've got screens inside. If it's a little too cold to be sitting outside watching your Texans, you can watch it in here. And they got pickleball. The golf course will probably be open tomorrow, which will be nice. All you need to do is get on over here to East River 9. If you've never seen this, if you've never seen the view of the city from here, it's awesome. Just awesome. Food is really great, drinks, and they got Gentle Ben out here. Did you guys see Alan Bowman's got a 7th year of eligibility?
Yes. Everyone telling me that he was in the draft class with this guy, and this, or not recruiting class with this guy and this guy. I get it. 20 other people have made that same reference. I think, Trevor Lawrence and
seven
Justin Fields.
Years. 7 years college football.
I mean, it happens.
Well,
somehow.
And you know what? Get paid, you know what? Good for him. He's going to get paid at Oklahoma State.
The way you do it is, obviously the only way to do it is, you have a regular red shirt, you have a medical red shirt, then you have your COVID year, the extra COVID year. It's the only way it could possibly happen, and that's happening. That's obviously what he's done, and if he's not going to be an NFL player, then take
take that money.
Yeah.
What's he going to make?
By the way, did you see he went into free agency yesterday? It's Quinshon Judkins, and people are acting like, shocking name. He just hit free agency. There's going to be way more guys going to free agency.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it is. It's not NIL. It's just free agency. And Judkins wanted to test out free agency, and so he left Ole Miss, and he's entered the portal. He could still come back. But
yeah, well, he's a guy that went up. Apparently, he went and told Lane how he wanted the offense to change. Apparently, he
did that go well?
It didn't go. Nothing goes well with Lane. Although, Lane's doing a good job. Do you guys see the top two names in the portal right now?
No.
Walter Nolan and Evan Stewart.
A&M.
Both Aggies.
Uh-huh.
Walter Nolan and Evan Stewart are the top two guys. They're transferring from A&M. The third guy is Malachi Nelson, transferring from USC.
Yeah, it didn't help Malachi when he saw Miller Moss go off in the bowl game. He was like, all right.
I'm out.
Bye.
The Aggies did grab Nick Scorton yesterday from Purdue, the edge rusher.
Isn't he a local guy? Or not here, but from the area. I think I thought that everyone thought that was a done deal as soon as they heard the name, because I think he's from the Bryan area.
Yeah, that's probably the case. But he was one that a lot of people wanted.
Did you see that two of the top quarterbacks in the portal, Dylan Gabriel and Dante Moore, both going to Oregon?
I did see that. Dante Moore, after struggling at UCLA, threw a lot of interceptions, several pick sixes.
Why would you go to Oregon when Dylan Gabriel?
Because Dylan only has 1 year, and Dante Moore said, I want to sit. He played as a true freshman and said, this ain't so fun. So I want to sit. I want to learn. And I don't
Why would he leave? I mean, I know he was supposed to be the big name. Dante Moore is going to. And then, I don't know. I just don't know why you bail right away in the first sign of. Do you know how many young quarterbacks didn't have it great in the first year and then.
Well, like he said, maybe he's pretty smart. In that he's like, I need to go sit and learn, and I'll be much better, as opposed to if I'm at UCLA, I'm going to play again.
Well, he got paid, I guarantee you.
Sure he did, but he decided that because he made his decision after Dylan Gabriel, so he knew, and he decided, hey, I want to play in this system, but I want to learn in this system.
Speaking
for
of
a
guys
year.
Who've been around forever,
yeah. So let Oregon win a lot of games with Dylan Gabriel. It'll be fun to back him up and get part time duty, and then I'll come in and play.
Okay,
after
so
that.
How is this working? That is it because of the injunction that was filed? If you're only supposed to have one transfer? Oh, unless you're a graduate transfer.
I think Dylan Gabriel's been around long enough that he might be a grad transfer.
He's a grad transfer.
Yeah, he's probably a grad transfer is what that is, yeah.
How about Will? Did Ohio State win it with Will Howard?
I mean, Will Howard.
That's a big upgrade over McCord.
Well, Will Howard's a good player, but, I mean, he's not up to the level of Ohio State's been used to. He's better than Kyle McCord, but, I mean, they're going to be.
I like Will Howard.
He's a good player. Yeah. I mean, he's done well at Kansas State, but when he gets up there, they're going to be like, oh, he's pretty good, but he's not what they're used to.
Yeah, I don't think he's Ohio State good.
Yeah.
But they'll also recruit a quarterback.
Yeah, but the issue is they don't have one of those guys ready, so they went out and got a guy.
He's better than McCord.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. With those wide receivers and that offensive line, he might be enough to get them back in the playoffs.
I mean, Kyle McCord
two wide receivers are going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they still.
They're top two.
I mean, that's wide receiver.
Well, they got the best player in the country, at least by one side, Jeremiah Smith, like 6'3", 6'4", 200-plus down. He's from South Florida. There's a bidding war from Miami. He committed to Ohio State very early, then affirmed his commitment on signing day, but did not sign his papers until very late in the day. Apparently, there was some issue with Ohio State has some language in their paperwork as far as NIL that he wasn't comfortable with until they figured it out. So he eventually signed. Miami was trying to get him in, being the South Florida. Florida product. Apparently, Cam Ward, who Miami was after,
he's entered the
talk to him.
He's going pro now.
Well, apparently, his people said he's going. Now you can, as long as you don't sign with an agent, you can jump out. So
yeah,
He wanted to be able to play in one of those draft games, like the Shrine Game.
He's going to the Senior Bowl.
He's in a Senior Bowl
I got to check. Maybe because Sam Hartman, Bo Nix, Michael Pratt. There's Joe Milton's going to that game, Spencer Rattler. So maybe you're right. Maybe Cam Ward.
Yeah, currently he's scheduled to play in the East-West Shrine game. The thought was because you can, as long as you don't sign with an agent, you can get out of the draft. He wanted, now that's a new rule, he wanted to be able to play in that game, get evaluated.
I love that. To go play in the game and to decide if you're going to, I guess it's maybe better for evaluators, but man, it's gonna screw me over.
Yeah, okay, it's all about you.
Well, I got to write these guys up, and then they say they're going back, and I'm like, what?
Well, not everything's about your level.
You either go or you don't go.
Well, that's the rules in place where you don't have to go, and that's so he is still negotiating with Miami, so it's still an option. He just wants to see what people think of him once he plays in that game.
That's not a bad way to go about it. You know
that's
what?
That's a terrible way.
Yeah. That's a terrible. You are so selfish.
Well, you are taking up, but I will say this.
You don't even want to talk about teams that need quarterbacks. You're so selfish.
Poor teams. I don't want to talk about poor NFL teams. I want to talk about good teams that have quarterbacks.
You talk about a poor major league team in the Astros.
Astros aren't poor.
Well, they spend like they're poor.
No.
Astros, have you heard about the luxury
right
tax?
On the CBT?
He's right up to the luxury tax.
Right up to the CBT?
Right up to the luxury tax?
Yeah. I've
Did
heard
you
that
not
quite
get
a
the
bit.
Talking points?
No, I've heard it quite
He's
a bit.
He's right up against the luxury
so
tax.
So I just find it interesting that you don't want to talk about poor NFL teams when all we do is talk about a poor baseball team. They're poor. That's what I've been told.
So I would say the one thing that does bother me, though, is that another quarterback who could play in that game as a spotlight who is coming out would miss out on that opportunity. So that's not great for quarterback. I think most quarterbacks who make that decision, though, are going to have an agent and are going to go because they already have agents for NIL.
Yeah.
So they have an agent.
But
your NIL guy is already trying to get your NIL deals because he wants to be your NFL agent.
But in the first year of this option, he's taking advantage.
You don't think Quinn Ewers' NIL guy is going to be his NFL agent? I know the
guy. I'm sure he
will
be.
It's a lock.
Cam Moore doesn't have that, though, so he's gonna
sure
play the game.
Del.
No, what I'm not saying he won't be his agent, but he isn't his official agent right now, so he's using it as a way to exploit the loophole that's been provided.
And we'll see what well, they're giving him agents now, so they're giving him agents. Altuve, Bregman, Yordan, Tucker, Yiner, Abreu.
That's not poor.
Chaz, Pena, and Myers.
How much money are those guys
What
making?
Are we doing?
That's Jackie's lineup.
Why are we doing lineup?
Because we were just talking about.
Is this February already? Are we doing lineup?
I thought baseball season didn't start till right when the Super Bowl's over because all those nerdy baseball fans go, it's our time now. No, it's not.
Do you think Yiner bats ahead of Abreu?
Yeah, he should.
I don't know. Not the postseason that Abreu had. Maybe
I don't
Abreu's
care. The whole year?
Well,
Yiner
they're going to give
way
him,
better.
Now they did say
they more home runs.
They're giving him a lot more time off this year.
Who?
Abreu.
That's good.
You know what? He needed it. When he came back from his injury, he was a different guy.
Yeah, but he still doesn't have more pop than not in his bat any more than Yiner Diaz does.
Right. Well, it's
Yiner had 23
Don't
home
forget,
runs and limited
Yiner,
at-bats.
Yiner had 23 homers and like 28 at-bats because Dusty wouldn't play him. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that guy plays
that's
ahead
That's a small
of,
sample size.
It was Christmas
but
time.
But it's an explosive sample size
yeah, well,
to do that. We're not talking about a batting average. We're talking about
third,
home runs.
Six and a third.
No. That's batting average stuff, not home run stuff.
Well, the holiday season is passing. Did you write your thank you card for Dusty for what he did for Yiner?
I haven't yet.
No?
I haven't yet.
Okay. That was Thanksgiving. You better want to get on that.
That was Thanksgiving. We should have given thanks for that.
We should have given thanks for that. To Dusty. You see, Dusty wants to get back. He's talking to the Giants. Dusty left on his own, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Time to talk about Doc Linville. You can have your own hair. And I'm going back to see Doc Linville because I'm going to get the PRP. That stimulates the growth.
PRP.
Yep. It stimulates the growth in your hair. It's inexpensive. It is something that is it's not. Now, the deal grafting is a great procedure. It's an easy procedure, but it's definitely much more than the PRP. So Doc is going to determine whether or not you are a PRP candidate or a neograft. You got to get to 975hair.com and find out for yourself. Talk to the doc. Get your consultation. Get in there and start getting hair. It's either PRP, which will stimulate the growth, or the neografting, which will transfer the hair from the side and back to the top of your head. You're looking for the best way to get hair, 975hair.com. And right now, you got the price, $3.50 for NeoGraft as opposed to $4, you could save like $1,000 on this deal right now, but it's going to end. 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pitter patter.
It's a hard life picking stones and pulling teats, but sure as God's got sandals, it beats fighting dudes with treasure trails.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on everything you need when you shop at Menards. Spidey Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Stay connected to home while you're away with wireless outdoor security cameras. Control all your smart home products from anywhere using one easy-to-use app. View our entire selection of Spidey Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week.